AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden has met with United Nations Secretary General ahead of his speech tomorrow before the world body. Biden was urged to repair relations with China. Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about straining relations with some allies as well, particularly France, over the Australian nuclear submarine deal.
The larger point here, and what you'll hear the president talk about tomorrow, is that we are committed to those alliances, and that always requires work. From every president, from every global leader.
It was a rough day on Wall Street. The Dow lost 614 points. The NASDAQ dropped about 2%. Global markets also fell on concerns a large Chinese development corporation could be headed for default. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in December surrounding Mississippi's strict abortion law, which could be a defining case challenging Roe v. Wade. More from our Mike Gracia.
Mississippi is asking the Supreme Court to uphold the state's ban after the 15th week of pregnancy. The Mississippi law was blocked after a challenge in federal court. The Supreme Court recently allowed a Texas law to take effect that bans abortions after cardiac activity can be detected at around 6 weeks.
A Texas doctor who openly defied that state's new abortion ban is being sued by two out-of-state lawyers. One of them says he's not opposed to abortion. The lawsuit is intended to see how the law holds up under court scrutiny. A Houston police officer was shot and killed today, serving a warrant on a suspect. Mayor Sylvester Turner.
The city of Houston lost the very best.
Health officials say COVID-19 has now claimed some 675,000 American lives, the same death toll from the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. And they say it may never fully go away, but it will become milder. Four giant sequoia trees wrapped in protective coverings were spared from a devastating wildfire at Giant Forest. This is AP News. Oklahoma scheduled its first execution since the state put lethal injections on hold 6 years ago.
At one point, the Oklahoma death chamber was one of the busiest in the nation, but executions were put on hold after a botched lethal injection in 2014 that left an inmate writhing on the gurney, and drug mix-ups in 2015. The wrong lethal drugs were delivered. Seven executions are scheduled, including Julius Jones. He is supposed to die November 18th for killing a local businessman who was shot in front of his family during a carjacking. I'm Ed Donahue.
New York City will begin conducting weekly random testing for COVID-19 for unvaccinated students in the nation's largest school district. The mayor made the announcement after the city's teachers' union sent him a letter calling for weekly testing instead of bi-weekly screening. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.